Good evening, patriots, preppers, redoubters, partisans. This is Radio Free Redoubt, and this is John Jacob Schmidt. My name is your name, too. I hope you all had a blessed week. Yesterday, we were down in St. Mary's, Idaho for an emergency preparedness seminar, and we got to broadcast live from there yesterday. And I was joined by Matt Shea talking about some issues going on here in the American Redoubt. Not just preparedness, emergency disaster preparedness, but there are other emergencies taking place. And that's what we are working on right now behind the scenes. Today was just a very, very busy day. This is Sunday, the 20th of September. And because of several things, there's several things that are going on right now that are influenced this decision. But what I'm going to do is re-air yesterday's show with Matt Shea. And if you didn't get a chance to listen to it, I want you to tune in. And the second half hour is when we were talking about the situation in Spokane, where tomorrow night at 6 p.m., the city council is scheduled to, they're going to be honoring CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations. And there is a rally that is planned. I thought I was going to be able to be there, but there's something else going on that precludes me from being able to be there, unfortunately. But I know lots of patriots are going to be converging on that location in Spokane. If you go to the posting that I just put up, you can go and check that out. And that has a link to the location, the times, all the information is there to make your voice be heard. To the city council, who also apparently, and I'm trying to get more information, but the city council is apparently also deciding on setting up neighborhoods, communities with their own representation, like their own little mini governments. On the heels of CARE from Seattle being there at this meeting as well. So, as we've seen before, the writing's on the wall. This is how these no-go zones, Muslim neighborhoods, where Sharia law enters. This is the camel's nose in the tent. It is very important here in the American Redoubt that we fight this Islamization of America tooth and nail. We need to fight it politically. We need to fight it through making our voices heard. We fight it through the process right now so we don't have to fight it in other ways down the road. So, really important. Now, on that note, before I turn you over to yesterday's broadcast, we are also adding a calendar. On the main menu bar on RadioFreeRedoubt.com, there is now an events calendar for readers, so you can know what's going on. It lists Patriot events along with Radio Free Redoubt and Amron broadcasts and events that are coming up, and that's at RadioFreeRedoubt.com/calendar, and just you'll be able to find it right there on the website. So go and check that out. The city council will be voting to extend legal standing to neighborhoods. The Spokane City Council president will be presenting a council salutation to CARE. In the Holy Land Foundation trial, a federal judge ruled that CARE was an unindicted co-conspirator. The following are individuals and, okay, so this is stuff that we talked about yesterday. And the city council will be voting to extend legal standing to neighborhoods. What does that even mean? What does that mean, that certain neighborhoods under their own laws are going to be able to make their own rules? Okay, guys, because so much is going on today and things are still going on, tomorrow's going to be a pretty busy day. And we're in the fight. We're in the fight, patriots, for our way of life. So I plead with you to get engaged. Do not check out. This is not the season. for us to sit on the sidelines. We've got to be involved. We've got to be engaged. So we're all doing our parts. We're just asking that you do. We implore you to get engaged in the fight for Americanism. Okay, this is yesterday's broadcast from live from St. Mary's, Idaho yesterday. The first half hour, we were having some audio issues. For some reason, there was this like a rushing wind kind of a sound. It didn't turn out as bad as I thought it was. In my headphones, it sounded like I was completely drowned out. I was thinking there's no way that this could even work. But it did. It came out. You could. It's noticeable, but it was not nearly as bad as I thought it was going to be. And then it clears up at the 30-minute mark and just goes completely clean, just in time for me to bring Representative Matt Shea on. District 4, Washington State Legislature. Okay, guys, God bless. Have a great week. We are going to do partisan radio, CW coverage next week. And there's a couple of special projects that I'm researching right now from past shows that and some new research I'm going to be pulling in to talk about the Department of Homeland Security and its connections and the parallels to Stasi, which is the East German secret police. It's scary stuff, but we need to be paying attention. This is not tinfoil hat stuff. This is real. This is a very real concern for all of us. We need to be paying attention to. So we'll join you next week for episode 1531. God bless. This is John Jacob Schmidt. Good night.